This is a special board meeting today, January 14th, 2014, and it is 6:11. Ms. Lisa.
Roll call, Mr. Coronado. Mrs. Gonzalez.
Here.
Mr. Medina.
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza.
Here.
Mrs. Quintana.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
And Mrs. Searles.
Here.
Mr. Coronado will be here in just a little while. He's running a little bit late. Ms. Lisa.
Two new business roundtable. One discussion and possible action regarding bond and non-bond funding options. Mr. Padilla.
Yeah, it's the time that they went to it. We can just put it in the minutes. I don't actually have to announce it. It's on the agenda, so.
I just don't know how we want
to handle it. That's what I was asking him, so he says it's kind of up to them. I'm not sure how we can handle it.
They can start with one, and then move two, three, and four, but they might, you know what will happen is they'll start talking about this one, and some will have a question about that one. They'll clump them all together.
Okay.
We'll see what they do.
Carpet over here?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, Dr. Galaviz, board president, want to thank you all for joining us here tonight. We've got an important topic to discuss, several important topics to discuss, and without further ado, I'd like to get started with the first agenda item. With this agenda item, there's a recommendation. We've provided several options for what remains to be decided in a lengthy bond project program that we have. Kind of going through the history of how we've gotten to the point that we are today. We've determined that the purpose of us, of course, to be here is for the children, number one, making sure that our children are educated properly and adequately and have the facilities that they need to be educated in a proper manner, and also for the taxpayers to ensure that the bond funds are properly spent. The history of how we've gotten to where we are, have completed a diligent effort to review the total dollars that have been spent over time in reviewing all past purchase orders from the first day, from the first time that a purchase order was created using bond funds. We spent quite a bit of time of identifying the funds that were allocated towards different projects, and ultimately discovered that there was a total of approximately $9 million in bond deficit. With that, We decided to move quickly, and as you know, we had decided to reduce that deficit partially with the reduction in scope at the Reyes School. We brought, we were able to uncover demographics that weren't previously, may not have been previously completed in order to show that the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades at the Reyes School were going to be started or opened up, opening with a total of 150 students there at the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. So it was decided that we would reduce the classrooms and gymnasium, science labs, and also the music room of the Reyes School, totaling approximately $6 million. And with BMAC, we've made those changes to the plans. And so of the $9 million that we originally uncovered in deficit, we reduced six at Reyes, and so therefore three remains at to be eliminated from the bond program in order to be able to complete these projects. We have three projects that remain. They are Canotillo High School, Alderete Middle School, and Northwest Early College. And tonight we want to present some options for reducing the $3 million deficit. And when we made these options, we came to a total of nine different options. When we came to these options, we decided that, number one, what we wanted to do was build as many bond projects as possible and still deliver to the taxpayer. And number two, we wanted to accomplish that without going out seeking third-party financing or any type of financing in order to overcome that deficit. So what we have tonight is a presentation of some reductions of scopes at certain campuses in order to get our deficit to a manageable dollar amount in order for us to use fund balance to cover those expenses and to move forward with the bond program. There, over time, as we know, the estimates on the front end of these bond programs were not estimated correctly or adequately. What we had as administration to go off of were simple line items that described, for example, playground, $20,000. New landscaping, $50,000. So at that time, prior to me and many of us here, it was administration's effort to try to put projects towards those dollars. Over time, those projects grew in scope and in size. And in addition to that, the fact that projects were the budgets were delivered to architects to design projects without taking into consideration the soft costs along with the architect fees for these projects, and therefore put us instantly into deficit. And so this is some of that has combined now to explain as to why the total of $9 million was there. In addition to that, the power of money also has decreased over time. If you know, with escalation factors were never put into the dollar amounts, so were gone to the taxpayers for these dollars. So over time, money depreciates, or rather the purchasing power of money depreciates, and therefore we cannot use 2006 and 2011 funds to buy or procure items in 2014. So that also plays a part as to why we are in the predicament we are in now. We've gotten together with our finance department. We've given the responsibility and a team together to really have a collaborative effort into identifying what needs to happen to move forward with these bond projects. And the importance of a timely decision tonight will ensure that these projects move forward, that they are not delayed any longer, and that we go under construction for these projects. The one important note to mention is that Bain's General Contractors, who is contracted to do the AMS Northwest and CHS projects, have gone out to bid for these projects previously, and they've gone out to subcontractors who have guaranteed their prices for 60 days. That 60-day window, as you all know from last meeting, expires this week. And so if a decision is not reached tonight, the subcontractors will need to rebid the projects, and therefore the potential for project cost increases is definitely a factor in what would happen if that were to happen. In addition to that, we've bid and bid and rebid and gone out to subcontractors in the El Paso area numerous times, and the sheer frustration factor. The contractors will tell you that the frustration is very high with what's going on with these projects. With that being said, I'd like to be able to move next to our recommendation. And Gloria with Finance will pass out the documentation we'd like to review with you for the recommendation that we'll make.
You did receive the schedule with Thursday's packet, but it has been revised, and so this is the latest and the greatest as far as the schedule we'll be reviewing and recommending.
Madam Chair, I've got a question. Ms. Akita, you and I spoke on Monday.
Yes.
I asked you to have prepared a history of what we had paid out in soft costs.
Yes. And
do you have that?
Yes, I do. You know what? I need to go print it out. I apologize.
Okay.
I'll go get that.
While she's getting that document, what I'd like to express is that we have met with the campus principals of each campus of the affected schools. We've met with Mr. Coronado of Canotillo High School, met with the interim principal, Mr. Ramirez, at Northwest Early College, and we've also met with Mrs. Rocha and Mr. Kimball at Alderete Middle School to inform them of our recommendation, and they were comfortable with the decisions that we had made. In addition to that, we previously met with CBAC, members of CBAC, to also inform them of the recommendation we'll be making to you tonight. And they will have later on tonight. I can have them present their recommendation of what they feel they would like to have happen. But it is very close and in line with what we would like to do. So we feel very confident with the support that we have from administration at CISD, with the board. With the CBAC committee, and also we ourselves are confident with the information that we prepared for you, that has taken not weeks but months to prepare to come to this point. Again, the main goals of tonight would be to be able to, number one, build as many bond projects as possible. Number two, do that without having to go out to finance those projects. And what you're seeing in front of you is a list of options that we prepared. You're going to notice both options number one and number two are the ones that we are recommending either of those two be selected for this project, for the continuation of this.
I wanted to share with Ms. Searles the request that she had made. If you, within your folders, I gave you, there's a printout, and it's got options 1, 3, and 4, options 2, options 5, 6, 7, and 9, and then options 8. These all relate to the spreadsheet that with the options. However, what I wanted to point out to you is the last column gives you an expenditures related to the postponed projects. So, for instance, the first column is the bond project costs. The second column is expenditures to date. And the third column is based on the recommendation to remove some of the projects at this time. Those would be the costs that we would not recover based on the fact that the design has been done. However, we would not move forward if that's what you wished for. Those would be those costs.
And to
but that's not what I asked for. What I asked for was how much we've paid these companies already towards this amount.
Yes, those are the amounts. For example, the first one is architect fees. To date, we've paid, I'm looking at option 1, 3, and 4 for Canotillo High School.
Yes.
So architect fees, a total estimate is $207,200.
Yes.
We have paid to date $206,200. Of the $206,000 paid out, $18,200 are directly related to the proposed projects to be postponed indefinitely.
Okay, so
and those are the highlighted items.
That is the only amount really we need to be concerned with. This $207,200 is not the true amount.
The $207 is the actual cost, architect fees.
Estimate
as far as what it would the design fees would be.
Mm-hmm.
Expenditures to date is what we've paid out
already.
In total already. And then $18,200 are design fees directly associated with the proposed reductions. And the proposed reductions, I highlighted in the middle of the page, as you can see.
Baseball field upgrade,
yes.
Inset wall ball court, and
that's
outdoor
correct.
Eating area.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay, so basically you've highlighted on the left, and those are the
projects. Correct.
So other at the middle school, the renovation of the weight room, the renovation of the faculty restroom.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then you can see the orange column is the expenses.
So with that,
one more
question. Yes, ma'am.
These papers that we got last Thursday are not the same numbers that we're looking at now, are they?
Well, the initial paper, documents you received are estimates received back, I believe they say October, perhaps. And then the last, they're on the top, the column on the top. And then the updated estimate provided.
So now we have the updated
one. Okay. I'm with you. Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, we've got three campuses that remain to be constructed, and what we want to do is review exactly what Mr. Medina, you were going through, is those possibilities of reduction. The option number one and option number two are similar. Number one, I'll start with option number one. At Northwest Early College, our original intent, CISD, was to utilize $650,000 of fund balance and $300,000 of food service fund balance in order to construct an eating facility at Northwest Early College. That project, right now as it sits, is using bond funds in order to construct a full-size building there, which serves as a multi-purpose building. And the total dollar amount estimated that would be actual there at Northwest is?
What, as a the complete building?
Mm-hmm.
The building alone would be $1 million?
That is what we currently have now. The actual cost of the Northwest would be
2.2?
Yes.
Do you have this on the PowerPoint?
Yes.
We could follow along.
Yes. Okay, for Northwest, the project cost is $2.2 million. We have a budget of $1.4 million for construction and $300,000 for furniture and equipment.
Where can we read along with you in the paperwork that you've got?
The document is missing.
Okay.
Yeah, your option.
We'll get it for you. It didn't print off. She's going to be getting that off.
That I can't make decisions on millions of dollars when none of this matches.
It does match.
Okay.
You'll receive that document here in a shortly.
A quick question.
Yes, sir.
That $2.2 million, which we'll get a copy of right now, that's the total estimate that you have for as of 116 or 16?
Yes, sir.
2246662. And then keeps going down.
Does that include the hard bids?
Yeah, it does include the hard bids from Bain's.
So that's an actual number.
Yes, it is. With estimated costs of these line items here with our best estimate here for these items.
So there's
not
an increase unless there's change orders.
Right.
So this is what we have budgeted to this with bond, and I think we moved some fund balance a while back.
Right.
At 1450.
Right, yes, sir. And so what we're saying here is that the Northwest Early College was, as you know, that entire building was never a bond project. However, it's currently using bond funds to be able to fund the construction of that building. The intent for us to do, and Ms. Searles, we'll get you that documentation here in a second, but the intent would be that we would go back to the original intent of what we wanted to do there, which was provide $650,000 for a prefabricated metal structure and $300,000 for kitchen equipment to be put there at the Northwest Early College, totaling $950,000.
Is allocated out of that 1450, how much of that is bond?
$500,000, and that $500,000 would be taken from Northwest Early College and put to AMS deficit.
Just real quick, if I might.
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair, is when you look at, I guess, the way this project, I don't know if you all recall, but remember previous administration was saying there was going to be savings of $2 million within the water project and some other stuff, and that there was going to be savings in other projects.
Yeah, we transferred money into it.
And I think that's where they got the 1.4. And now looking at the actual cost, because then back then they didn't put the soft cost, and that includes everything at that 2.2. I guess that's my understanding. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. Right.
I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
$300,000 of kitchen equipment, is that not differently funded?
It is differently funded. It's from food fund balance, kitchen equipment fund, food service fund balance. Yes, it is different fund, and it's separate. So
it's, we're not. So we've been down this path before. It was $500,000 somewhere, and we realized that should not be in the total factored in amount because it was not coming out of the.
Ms. Aguirre has the appropriate response for that. I'll wait till she comes back to respond. But yes, we did consider that, and we have the appropriate allocation of funding for that item. It's pulled out in order not to double it and have it twice calculated.
Okay.
And I'll let her address that item. The with moving next to what would be done there, we would tonight. We're hoping that we would get an approval to move forward with the reallocation of funds from Northwest, and those funds from Northwest would go to AMS to fund the deficit there, and then we would proceed with finding out what we could build for $650,000 and $300,000, totaling $950,000, to construct an eating facility for Northwest. And again, it would be more of a prefabricated metal structure that we would complete there. Our preliminary estimates that we've completed, we are confident that we can deliver something there. We've visited El Paso Independent School District. We've visited the Trans Mountain campus. They've got a newly installed cafeteria area that we would like to model our building after in order to also match the existing facilities that are there.
Information regarding that or any images of the?
Sure, I do.
Allocated to outside of bond funds was 950. We did 600,000 initially from 2006 bond.
Well, I mean, we never got solid numbers.
Do you remember saying
that? No, we initially put in, I think it was $500,000.
$500,000.
Fund balance.
Mm-hmm. From fund balance. And then we added another 450, and then just recently another 500,000 according to.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to get a little history.
And so we visited the early college there at the Trans Mountain facility there at EPISD yesterday to take a look at a modular building that they've got there. This is all the kitchen equipment area towards the back of the facility. We've got exhaust fans, they've got air conditioning units, they've got several items for a kitchen. This isn't a small facility. We were able to take a look inside. That capacity is just for that building in particular. We would have to figure out exactly what capacity we would need. This is just more photos. They had a question, and I'll get to it here in a second. This is the kitchen area. This is half the kitchen. I'm standing in the middle of the kitchen here. This is looking. This is approximately, I'd say, 5,000 to 7,000 square feet. I would say roughly. I mean,
what was the initial size of what was designed for a Northwest Early College?
What is designed right now? 7,000 square feet.
7,000 square feet. So this is similar in size.
Similar, right, just different type of building. You can see hoods in the background of the kitchen area. You've got refrigerators. You've got carts. You've got dishwashing sink areas. You've got everything you need for a kitchen to be able to provide food.
Yeah, which it is in the back.
Remember, it adds 5 pounds. 10 to 5 pounds.
How many cans? I got 10 on me right now.
So we also took it a step further. We received a proposal from a company in town that would give us a building similar to this, and they had estimated it about $500,000 for a facility such as this to be able to provide for us. But again, this is not the approval of that building. This is not the approval of any of that. That's just to be able to reallocate the funds from Northwest, which are currently using bond.
Do you have the eating area?
This is the indoor coolers and freezers. This is half of the indoor. You can see the chairs in the back, serving line there in the front, and then you can see there the large area for eating. So, the capacity on the sign said 280 of capacity, but we would have to, of course, make sure that what we had there at Northwest would have.
Or next.
I think there's approximately 285 right now, and so in shifts it would. Certainly, and I would like to add that the plan that the quote that we received also includes an area for had restrooms, a meeting area of sorts, mm-hmm. and custodial quarters within the building facility. And we can provide that with a Thursday packet, just for your review. Again, that's aside from this present, you know, it's just the.
Lydia, what's the difference in square footage cost? Our original plans versus this?
We calculated with the proposal that we received is $68 a square foot, and with what the Northwest Early College estimate was at. No, it sounds.
No.
About 2.2 million?
Yes.
For the building, 7,000 square feet? The actual construction cost is 1.6. 1.6?
We're getting 1 second, sir.
248.
What's the difference in square footage?
340 pounds.
240.
200.
That sounds great.
I wish it was 200.
Oh, it's including architect and the entire cost of construction, which is an inflated number. You're going to see
1.6 is construction.
1.6, 7,000, 1.6.
Turnkey. Kitchen equipment.
But take out just the building by itself. What's the building just by itself?
And is the square footage the same, 7,000?
7,000. No, you had said 5,000.
No, the one we're looking at EPCC was 5 to 7,000.
260.
$260 a square foot for 1.6 divided by
1.8 construction cost.
Dollars per square foot.
So $260 a square foot versus $68 a square foot?
Yes, ma'am. That's what we have here now. And that includes kitchen equipment or no?
Thank you.
That's just construction. Just construction. And so Mrs. Searles had a good question. She asked, we are looking at the estimate here, Ms. Aguirre, and I wanted you to be able to answer this for us. The $300,000 that are a separate fund coming from a food service fund balance.
That's correct.
How does that calculate it in this equation? Is it separate? Has it been separated out, or has it been duplicated
twice? It is not included in these costs. It's included within this line, the listing of under section construction by CISD.
Which is this number here.
And the budget is also included in the 1.4.
So you would take 2.2 minus 300,000.
Yes, but you will need to decrease the budget as well.
Go ahead and say that. It comes out to.
If we review the options that we've got here, option 1, 3, and 4, that's where you act, that's total cost with a deficit. You see, the documents, it's option 8, it's a full, as if we didn't reduce anything. But when you open options 1, 3, and 4, the numbers on top, to page Northwest.
I guess the concern is, and I don't mean to speak to the concern, is that the $300,000 is federal money.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's
and
not
included.
Money coming out of our pocket.
No.
Exactly.
That's money.
Right.
It's coming out of our fund balance.
But it's part of that CISD budget already. It's included.
Part of the 1.45.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay, I'm with you on the page, this one.
And so from Northwest, that is our plan, that's our goal, that's our recommendation to you. In addition to that, there remains the two other campuses, which is Conotillo High School and Alderete Middle School. It was with tough decision or with tough thought and consideration of the options, I'd like to start with Conotillo High School. We are expecting or anticipating at Conotillo High School, we would continue to construct the gymnasium there at Conotillo High School. We would continue with the subsidence repair. As you know, there's a portion of the rock wall is falling, and of course that is a safety issue that we must address immediately. In addition to that, let me get to this. This is completed. The baseball field upgrades, what that entails is $303,000 that is currently allocated for a restroom / concession area for the baseball field. We feel at this time that project would be indefinitely postponed. Fencing at the wall ball courts at $18,000. We feel at this time that project could be indefinitely postponed. The girls' locker room project would remain. And the outdoor eating area, currently estimated $202,000. There's an option, there's actually, that's how you move to option number two on this document. With CBAC present, they had a slight modification to what they requested be completed. And the following two that I will discuss, we're okay with either one of them, and I'll go start off with CBAC's recommendation. With CHS, that outdoor eating area, they want to completely eliminate that outdoor eating area project to the total of $202,000. $100,000 of that $202,000 elimination would go and be redirected to Dana Davenport to be able to construct remaining bond projects that are needed there at that campus.
So, Dominic,
Keep going down.
Option
two.
Yes. One second, sir.
Gym addition, and we're continuing to do the subsidence of the college.
Option two here. This is at CHS. And here, so what we're talking about is the indefinite postponement of baseball fields. You'll see they're highlighted in green, the indefinite postponement of the fence of the wall ball courts and the outdoor eating area. And so what I was mentioning is that CBAC had recommended that $100,000 of the entire removal of that project there at the outdoor eating area would be allocated towards Dana Davenport. Our recommendation as administration would be that would be fine with us, and also would be simply to reduce the outdoor eating area to a budget of $100,000 totally, so that we would continue to build that bond project but just reduce its scope. Currently, it's an enclosed building with a roof on it, and it's completely enclosed off. It's a building in itself, and what I understand, it was never really intended to be that. So we would reduce it to $100,000 budget. We'd put a textile-type fabric shade canopy over that eating area and still provide a bond project that we promised to the taxpayers.
The outdoor eating area for Dana Davenport, was that in the bond program?
Outdoor eating area for Dana Davenport?
Yeah, you're redirecting $100,000 for Dana Davenport. From this project.
From the outdoor eating area, Conotillo High School, to Dana Davenport, and those projects in particular at Dana Davenport would be the resurfacing of the blacktop and the addition of a soccer field there at Dana Davenport.
The question is, were those bond projects?
Yes, they were. They were bond projects, yes. Yes. They were bond projects.
And they weren't completed.
And they weren't completed due to the deficits, right. Those projects were alternates, and they were not completed due to the deficits that we've already...
Alternates.
Right, yes.
Not an eating area.
No, the eating area would be reduced from the Conotillo High School. And the $100,000 that were there would be reallocated at Dana Davenport.
Is there other small projects that were at other campuses that aren't being met?
The answer was no. We did an analysis of that, and we decided that there was some scope that was reduced. However, all bond projects were delivered at the small projects. So although
every other campus except Dana Davenport.
As an example, at Dana Davenport, a soccer field was delivered. You see the size of the soccer field.
No.
It's very small at Dana Davenport. So at soccer field was delivered. However, the funding wasn't available in order to be able to build a full-size soccer field. This is at Kanotia High School again. And what we broke it a step further here. We took it a step further. We wanted, and we completed an analysis to show how bond funds have been spent to date and how they've been allocated on a percentage basis. So this document that Gloria is passing out is this, will show you how and what percentages bond funds have been allocated, and you'll, and I'll go through it once everyone has a copy in front of them.
Mr. Gallegos, the girls' locker room at the high school, would that be a Title IX issue? Or is this something that you build out the girls' locker
room? We're not removing that.
You're not removing it. I'm asking if we remove it,
oh,
is it a Title IX issue that we're crossing into?
It's a great question, and we can link it to it.
Okay.
The document that you have in front of you breaks down per campus the dollar amounts that were given in addition to what was promised initially with the original budget. So let's, as an example, you look at Kanotia Elementary School, you'll see $578,527 in addition to what was promised to the, as a tax, to the taxpayers, a total increase of 64%. That was due to the expanse of the parking lot over time. That parking lot was never meant to be the size that it was.
Is this also related to the ADA compliance or the OCR compliance?
The OCR complaint.
Is that money included in here? Because I think that would not be correct to include that money here, as this is not a bond project, this is an OCR complaint.
But bonds, it's my understanding, bond funds were utilized to complete the construction of the OCR complaint.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, that didn't come out of the facilities budget. It used, bond funds were used to do that. At Diana Davenport, and here's where we wanted to show the backup and the facts back to what CBAC had recommended. You'll see a deduction of 12% at Diana Davenport, which is the most of, the door hardware that went to Jose Damian Elementary. And that is the highest percentage as far as the allocation of funds goes. Jose Damian received an increase of 8%. That was the door hardware that went from Diana Davenport over to Jose Damian. You'll notice at Bill Childress, there's a reduction of 5%. That we saw we'll call it a savings of 5% due to the actual cost that was under the GMP amount. We saw savings, a buyout savings there at Bill Childress. Same thing there at Garcia Elementary School. We've highlighted in gray the PK through the pre-K, the CMS, AMS, CHS, Northwest, because those projects, of course, have not been completed, so the funds have not been spent. And you'll notice the facilities and administration, those funds have been pulled from that project a long time ago in order to fund the deficits that we had bond-wide. So you'll notice that 51...
Where's that redirected,
folks? Those...
Over $1 million.
Energy management.
And those were pushed to fund the energy management project.
The
HVAC. And so you'll see that, and of course, the facilities and administration projects have been indefinitely postponed for the previous board meeting that was held. We definitely postponed those projects with your approval.
The ADA hardware, JDE, is that because we're about to incur a fine?
That's a good
question. Is that part of the ADA findings that we had to replace?
The reasoning for the construction of the ADA hardware at Jose Damian?
Correct.
We had a RAS report received.
Yes.
And most of the items on that campus was the ADA hardware.
So it was to cover ADA?
Yes.
Compliance issues.
Compliance.
The audit from the state.
And so...
How long ago was that? 5-7 years ago?
And so what the due diligence we completed on this, the spreadsheet you just received, we would agree that what CBAC is recommending is, in fact, something that can be done in order to create equity amongst our campuses of what's happened to the bond projects. Again, 14% has been taken away from Dan and Davenport. We'd like to be able to take $100,000 from the reduction of the indefinite postponement of the outdoor eating area at Kanotia High School, in order to bring that 14% to a more palatable 1%, which is more in line with the rest of the bond projects that we have.
What work was taken away from DDE other than, let's say, the soccer field?
Do you have a list of things?
I'm wondering if this is the HVAC that we took away and we lumped together.
DDE and the door hardware?
No,
or the soccer field and the door
hardware? That wasn't the soccer field.
$10,000.
Was that because we reallocated funds to the energy management?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, sir?
So
I apologize.
What we're not seeing at DDE, or sorry, at DDE, $110,000 deficit, or reallocation, we want to say, is that due to the energy compliance that we did? In other words, did we take the money from there and lump it into to the whole district-wide energy management?
I guess I'm going to add that the soccer field.
Only part of it.
So $110,000 is not really truly really what's been taken out.
No.
I just want to make sure that if these numbers are representing, it's a shame if that's the reality, but it didn't sound like it is. It sounds like there's been some monies that for HVAC as well as for the ADA hardware that are funded anyway.
It wasn't
used to cover the energy management project.
The $110,000?
No.
For example, the soccer field, the budget for that project was $100,000. We paid about $30,000 for that soccer field. So that's $70,000.
The balance was taken out.
The balance was taken out. That's $70,000 there. Okay. And so there's fire-rated doors.
At Dana Davenport?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those that was $15,000 there.
So there's various projects that have been reduced in scope in order to fund deficits at other places.
Well,
these decisions were made.
Was there anything on those, or is it just reduced in scope? I mean, I'm sure the soccer field and the district, I don't know whether it was a scope of work or what, but what was actually, let's say, cost savings delivered, but was it cost savings one, or was there a non-delivery? And that's where there was a transfer of funds.
It's my understanding that all projects were completed. Go ahead.
On that, Diana Davenport, it was both.
Yes.
Projects were completed.
Yeah. In Diana Davenport, they were all completed, but the soccer field, that was the only one that was not delivered.
So the other stuff is savings, the only thing was the soccer field was not completed?
Yes, sir.
Under bond
program? Yes.
And why was that not completed?
Well, it was completed, but it's a smaller size, and so the cost did not.
Then who provided the scope of work? Was it the principal, the administration?
I believe it was the administration's decision at the time to reduce, recommendation to reduce the scope of the soccer field at Dana Davenport.
To cover the deficit at Jose Damian.
To cover the deficit at Jose Damian at that time. Those decisions were made
was
back
it
in.
Was it to Damian, or was it to cover the ADA?
The GMP came under budget.
ADA. It was to cover the ADA. So there was no deficit at JDE. It was to
cover the ADA.
ADA compliance issue.
So, I mean, I think what we need to look at, okay, if it, depending if the board wants to go that way, but if what was promised to voters was $100,000 for the soccer fields, we would allocate the other $70,000. But if all the other projects were delivered, I don't have I think that should be where it's at. Because then that's what was allocated for that campus. My major concern, and this is a tougher decision for the board, is what we're going to do with Northwest Urban College and what is it we're going to want. Are we going to want a brick and mortar building, or are we going to want a building you just saw, which is horrible? That's a tougher decision that we have to discuss on that. But
if I could, I'd like to now jump over to Aldera at the middle school to describe the reductions in scope that we would like to make there in order to just complete the presentation of the reductions. Aldera at the middle school. And again, Mr. Medina has already touched on the fact that it is our recommendation that the weight room project, which is just east of the existing gymnasium, that project be indefinitely postponed, and also the faculty restroom that was slated to be refurbished is also be indefinitely postponed. At AMS, we would still complete that entire gym addition on the exterior, which would be the gym and the music room. The ADA stage compliance project, we would still complete that. The replacement of the existing gym floor, we felt that was a safety issue and we should complete that item. And we would replace the roof translucent skylights. We felt that rainwater seepage and damage to the interior of the building would continue to happen if we didn't do that project. So the only two we would eliminate, weight room and the faculty restroom there at Aldera at the middle school.
Just real quick, so we're removing completely the weight room, or we're moving the box?
So on the east side of the existing gym, there's a room that's a pretty good-sized room that was going to be refurbished and redone. Walls were going to be put up. Lockers were going to be put in. There were several items going to be done. So that room, that area, was still removed.
AMS and CMS. look at AMS, and I mean, everybody's gone into the old locker room. You can't even move in there, especially when you have under, you know, players in there.
They're getting a new one. They're getting a new one.
I mean, I see that as
are they getting
a
new
safety issue,
locker room,
and
with
two, an equity issue. And if we delay that, I would be in disagreement.
We are.
The weight room or the weight room?
I mean, it's more about the students. I mean, what's this for?
They have a weight room now.
Weight room is $386,000.
Yeah, but they don't even have a locker room.
I mean, is it still the same?
AMS, it's
in the back?
The side one.
To the side? As
yes.
You go to the gyms to the right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. $386,000.
And with the items that we've discussed to you, those are the recommendations that we make. That brings us back to this document here. If I can guide you back to this item here, which is the list of options. There's 9 different ones present on it. That would, with these deductions and scope, again, our intent is to provide as many bond projects as possible without going into debt doing it. And so that those reductions in scope, what we mentioned, would reduce our total deficit from previously at our original deficit, 2.6, 2.8? 2.8 million dollars that we have to a more palatable $624,000. And with that, we will be utilizing fund balance in order to cover that deficit. And Ms. Aguirre, talk a little bit more about the $624,000. What would have to be done to cover that?
Well, basically, the fund, the 624, instead of the other options, I did research and provide options, financing options through maintenance tax notes, as well as the energy management plans provided by JCI. And so a third option that we considered is using fund balance, reducing the deficit amount as small as possible, using fund balance and not, so that we wouldn't incur additional debt to the district. Basically considering that we do have two phases that have already been approved by the board, I did provide a breakdown of what the debt would be for our M&O budget moving forward for the next 15 years or until a bond would be passed and be successful. And it was attached to the financing options.
And what option is this on your spreadsheet? What option is it?
Okay.
You can start with this for number 3.
Whatever we want, and that's what I want.
What I would like for you to do
is
describe
the 620 base. It has increased significantly. Has anybody looked into our good fortune coming from the increase of our tax?
The El Paso CAD won't provide a preliminary numbers until late February, early March.
Hmm. Okay. I think that is a very, real avenue that we're going to have to look at because our tax increase is going to be
and we can definitely at that time relook at what our tax base is doing with that information and go ahead and be able to add change orders to these contractors to be able to complete those scopes of work. So we still have the possibility of doing that. That doesn't mean no, we're not ever going to do it. It's just indefinitely postponing these projects until the funds are secured. I mean, secured is not hoping on what the demographics will tell us or what our tax base will hopefully say, but it's rather moving forward with construction today and the potential of moving forward with them in the future should what you say come to fruition, and I agree with you, that'd be a great option.
If we begin on another path, though, we're going to now pay more architect fees to modify our current plans. We're going to start buying metal pieces to put up a metal building, and then all of a sudden come the middle of February, we got $1 million extra here that we didn't think. Maria, have y'all projected anything, just an overall projection for this year from your company?
Well, I think, let me just kind of touch base and then hopefully maybe add some color in terms of the financing and the taxable assessed valuation. We've been looking at different scenarios in terms of what you can fund or what, you're willing to fund at this point. You know, Martha had given me a couple of figures, and let me just kind of throw out a number. I know we've seen a lot of different, you know, negative amounts or deficits for that matter, but just to give you an idea, roughly $1.6 million, $1,600,000. If you wanted to finance that over 15 years, you know, if you wanted to go ahead and get that going, that over $1.68 billion of valuation that you have for tax year 2013, your impact overall over the next 15 years would be roughly about a penny. And that's if the district decided that you wanted to finance, you know, upfront and go that route instead. If you wanted to move forward with the higher number, which you got a figure about $2.9 million, and I think it's in one of these scenarios, I think you're looking, again, going back to the $1.6 billion number that we have in 2013. I haven't projected anything out, you know, further years, because we really want to be very conservative, just not knowing where we will stand. But if we went with the $2.9 million number, I think you're looking roughly about 1.5 cents in terms of your overall impact to your tax rate. And that's, again, just if you want to go ahead and move forward with financing.
And that is with no consideration of what this year's tax increase would look like.
That's correct.
That is just right here, right now, today. We could finance the whole thing for 15 years for 1.5 cents.
That's correct. That's a conservative number that I think you can look at.
With the hope that that would probably go down to less when our tax base.
Absolutely.
And I guess it's just important to note that as we're beginning the development of next year's budget and realizing that we could commit anywhere between $330,000 to $500,000 in financing payments for these projects, we also have to consider salary compensation packages. We have to consider a lot of board initiatives or
go to the pros and cons.
Sure.
Do you actually have a sheet? Like, so because we have, what I'm looking at, we have All American Investment Group, we have BBVA.
This is a summary.
Can you just kind of pull it up from their packets?
It looks like every single option that you list here has a discontent community repercussions. Every single one. Community, we're not going to make them happy no matter what we do.
Unfortunately, we do find ourselves in a predicament where we either deliver all the bond projects and we incur debt, and so we have negative community discontent with the community, or we don't deliver the bond projects and we also have community discontent. So we feel it's a lose-lose situation.
That we do incur more debt.
Right.
And there is no increase in debt.
Exactly. Exactly. So for us to not do that, we're saying we can do this with fund balance and not incur that debt and not go into financing, so that we don't have to, you know, affect our operating budgets and affect our teacher salaries. Our salaries have to affect anything. We simply do fund balance and reduce where we can, with the understanding that we're indefinitely postponing projects. They can be constructed at future dates. As an example, at Canotillo High School, the restroom/concession area at the baseball field, we wouldn't totally lose that project. It would go away. We would shelve that project. The plans would be shelved, and they would be sitting on the shelf until the funds were secured in order to construct that project. Yes, we may see some slight increases in the architectural fees that will incur in order to bring those plans back up to the code of the time. However, those projects could definitely kick up as soon as the funds are secured.
And actually, in consideration of, you know, the tax base that Ms. Searles mentioned, you know, because the design is already prepared, and if we were to find and you were to be in agreement to maybe wait a few months on the items that are postponed at this point and enter an agreement or a financing option in a couple of months once we have a tax base that is clear, you know, that's a consideration. However, at this point right now, we believe that the best opportunity for the district would be to use the fund balance, reduce the scope of the projects, and realize the bids, go ahead and take advantage of the bidding that we currently have and not lose that part of the construction phase.
I think the big issue here, I mean, on, let's say we could use fund balance and all the other stuff. That's easy on the baseball field, the fence at the wall ball courts.
the outdoors, the stuff that we've been eliminating that are, you know, 200,000 to 300,000. But if we're going to actually decide if we're going to build the facility or if we're going to do a portable building, that's where the biggest issue is. Because if we're going to build a facility, then we have to finance. There's no way of going about it. We won't be able to dip into fund balance that much, one. And two, it's just, you know, it's impossible for us to actually. I guess the major thing is, okay, what's the board looking at when it comes to the Northwest Early College High School? Because if that's the case, and we want to go with the brick and mortar building, then we're going to have to make some other options to decide how we're going to finance that. If we're okay with the portable, we could still look at, you know, bonds, but.
Well, the quote that we received for the modular building that would sit 220 students and had a multi-purpose type of room with two restrooms and a kitchen preparation area, that one was quoted a little under 500,000. We have 650,000. That is from the fund balance that was designated from years past for that specific project. So there is an option, and we can provide the quote on that so that you can see the.
What's the problem? Yes. You have the one we told you about. Can we put that in?
The
problem? No, not the. That we sent out to voters on the
design.
Yeah. Did we send that out for matches?
No, we did not.
Can you make sure?
Do you want to show the design?
Ron, go ahead. He has a printout for everyone.
The design of the building compared to the other buildings.
Let's say that again, Dr. Galaviz. The pictures?
The prices are confidential.
The rendering?
Do not divulge any of the pricing in their conversations.
Okay.
These are preliminary pricing. We still have to answer some questions as far as maybe some architect fees, engineering fees.
I have that. Yeah, it's
and what is included in the price. But this gives you an idea of what it's going to look like.
No, you came in with the drawing.
The rendering
of the Northwest Early College.
Put it on the
Remember what you came with all the FA.
The rendering.
The rendering.
The rendering.
The rendering.
Yes, sir.
Compared to the other presentation.
Aunt.
Presentation. Bond report. November. Okay. Very well.
Not that one.
Madam Chair.
The full size.
Yes.
Dominic, what was the size of
we have another one.
What was the size of the Northwest Early College High School multi-purpose room compared to this module?
7,000 square foot and
a couple hundred.
Square feet? Yeah, probably. No, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot of difference, right?
Okay.
And also very similar to that project we saw there on the northeast yesterday. Those photos we showed you.
The actual square footage of that design. How much is that?
The 7,000 square feet.
It's
about 7,500 square feet. On the document provided by Mr. Gatlin. Yes, and again, this document is not saying yes, we're moving forward with this design and we're going to bid it, procure it tomorrow. We're going to build this the next day. This is simply an idea of what we're thinking of for that space. What we're showing you here is that for this roughly $500,000 preliminary estimate we've received, we have $650,000 to do something with. So we feel very confident we'll be able to provide something similar to what this is, Mrs. Searle. So, you know, we could go up to 7,000, 7,500. It just depends on what bells and whistles we pick with our Cadillac.
We didn't want to propose that we were going to build a $650,000 eating facility and not really know what the quotes, the pricing was. So that was the point of getting this specific quote, just so that, you know, is it a doable option? You know, can we really reduce the funding for that project and still deliver an eating facility for the students at Northwest? And that was the whole intent with getting that quote. It's not that that is the one we would go with. It was just, is it doable?
Anybody else want to go on Northwest?
Well, I'd like to go back to this.
Sure.
I'm looking at interest rates, and Maria, you just said if we got
1.6
million dollars for 15 years cost us a penny. What interest rate?
I think that's a very good question. Actually, the market's still very attractive. And if you decided to go with a financing vehicle for the $1.5 or $2 million, I think you could be in the range of 3.10, 3.50% in terms of where you'd be in interest rates. I'll tell you that markets are looking at different funding options. You got a couple, and they're between 3.20 and 3.65. So that's 3.65%. Just so everybody knows, I'm talking about interest rates.
And correct me if the difference between the years for maintenance operations is 7 years. You have to pay.
No, actually, we talked a little bit more with your bond counsel, and if for something of this nature, you're looking at 15 years maximum. I know we've talked with some of the board members about, you know, what you can do in the future, you know, in the event that you do decide you want to finance over 15 years, you could go back, and if you do have another bond program, actually have a proposition in there and actually take those maintenance tax notes out for a longer period of time, whether it's 20, 25, if you'd like.
If I'm,
suppose we took the 2.9. What interest rate would it change any or stay
I don't think so. I think it's, you know, just it's minimal. I think you're looking about the term, which is 15 years, you're looking about 3.20%, more or less.
Okay, and I guess the question, or would it have to be to our bond counsel, if we were to actually go out for the next election, maybe 2 years from now, and under a tax maintenance note, we would have to put a proposition, correct?
You would, if you would want to refund that money, you would have to put a proposition basically specific to take out those maintenance tax notes or that financing vehicle.
To refund it. What if it was another finance vehicle? Would we have to?
You would still have, if you want to refund it, you know, and put it back into your interest and sinking INS tax rate, you would have to put it as a proposition, whether it's a maintenance tax note or a lease or whatever. You would have to be able to do that at a later time. One thing I'll tell you, that the documentation that I saw from what Martha was getting in terms of different financing vehicles, There's one on the table, I think, that you could explore that actually has a 15-year life with a callable feature, you know, anytime, which I think would be great in the event that the board does decide and to go out for a bond election. You have a successful proposition acceptance. You can go refund. You can actually call those bonds or that vehicle. You can call it at any time without any penalty. So I think that is actually very flexible and good for the district. And in the event that you can't get the bonds or the proposition approved, you still have a 15-year callable at any time vehicle in the future. So I think it's actually a very decent offer.
It's when we talk about the financing option and what we've prepared here and the several options that we've done, we understand that as administration that may be a viable option to be able to do. However, we feel personally, I feel that it's not responsible for us to be able to go out and finance these projects. We've already we have certainly over delivered several projects, including Conotil Middle School, Conotil Elementary School. We delivered over and beyond what we ever promised as a taxpayer, and now we find ourselves in a deficit. We feel that the most responsible thing for us to do is to be able to reduce where we can and use fund balance to fund the remaining projects that we've got. And it doesn't affect what we're doing as far as our operating budget, so it doesn't affect what happens to our principals, so that we're not hoping on the possibility of our tax base increasing. Yes, that may be a possibility in the near future, and yes, we're a growing district. However, that's just, that's, in my opinion, a wishful thinking of what may happen. And right now, those projects would be indefinitely postponed again. They wouldn't be canceled forever. We can get the funds when we secure them without financing and build them at that time. And that's what we feel should happen.
And as we look at our budget and develop it, you know, noting that, you know, as the years progress on our existing phases of energy management financing options or methods we've already entered into agreement with, when we develop the budget, and again, you know, if the tax base does come in at a much higher rate, right now the preliminary calculation that I did was based on what we grew last year, which was about a 7% increase. And so I want to be able to have that opportunity for the district to explore options. That there are many, many maintenance issues aside from bomb projects, just in general. Our existing facilities have a lot of repairs that they need to be made, and without a budget to offer the funds to allocating into that maintenance budget, it really does limit what we can do. There's a lot of initiatives, the instructional programs, you know, there's a lot of initiatives that have been starting, you know, to trickle in. However, when we commit so much money into the financing programs or payments of these financing tools, what will that do to our operating budget in consideration of all the other expenses we have to take care of?
What I can tell you right now is the Facilities and Transportation Department is shortly staffed. We're short-staffed. We don't have enough people out in the field to complete the necessary repairs to our existing facilities. We have students that don't have adequate light. We have students that don't have adequate air. We don't have adequate teaching facilities in some of our campuses. We're about to add Reyes. We're about to add other thousands of square foot with the projects that we're suggesting be built today. And I don't know where we're going to be able to get the funding to just, you know, fund the additional staff needed within facilities and transportation to be able to accommodate these additions in square footage. So that's another main point. I, as the executive director of facilities and transportation, that's where my concern is in particularly. But yes, Ms. Aguirre's got some great points as well.
If you will recall, when I presented the first report, and we did not get all the points awarded based on debt versus growth of our district, over the 5 years we were to have grown 7%. We did not grow that 7% mark, you know, threshold that they have. And so although we see and we know, we keep hearing about the growth that's coming, I am a little hesitant to move forward and saying that because that growth is coming, let's go ahead and enter into this additional finance.
To date.
It has not to date.
Tomorrow, if the growth does come,
then we can really consider that, yes.
That's when you talked about secured based on some probable wastewater savings or if the bond passes. So again, it's whether how you want to either we can build it, and it, according to Maria, you have 1.5 cents, 15 years, 2.6, 2.9, 1.6. And that's what we're bringing to you. We're just bringing you options and recommendations. We've gone through the numbers. I think how many POs we've gone through? 50?
Total of five. How many POs through bond did you all receive?
You know, this is exact
number. Thousands. All the projects.
Yeah, how many? Thousands?
Yeah, hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of POs to give a pretty accurate number.
Yes,
I would say.
Confident.
Of where we are today. So again, as a board, it's... I mean, we're just giving you recommendations, and I think what Amanda was talking about with Northwest Florida College, is it okay to have a steel building,
mm-hmm.
or do you want a stucco building? I wish you had that picture of what you showed in my office, but you know, that's okay. But again, it's just bringing you options, and thank you, Maria, for being here.
So, if we built the steel building and stucco it, what would it cost? I've seen it done before. I've seen people, you know,
the stucco, the metal building that we've got there.
So it doesn't look like a metal building.
That's actually a cost that EPCC will take care of. EPCC went ahead and stuccoed all the portables when they were transferred over, and so they will take care of that.
So it'll look like a building, it won't look like that metal tub shed we just saw.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
But we would want that also in writing.
Oh, yeah.
There's still much to do there to figure out exactly what the look and the feel of this building would be.
But all steel building is allowed because Transbaum College has a steel building.
Well, we put all steel buildings in there. I mean, the biggest thing was the fact that we've already told those students that we were going to build them with a facility that they desperately need. Either we build it or we don't. That's my opinion. I wish we could, but not. I'm against supporting it.
I have a comment. What's going to happen with growth? Those the modular building can only have so many students with the growth. What's going to happen?
Well, definitely, I believe that the lunch shifts would have to be structured in much like the high school currently has, where they have two or three lunch shifts. However, if I understand correctly, the charter behind Northwest Early College or any early college is that they do not grow more than to the 500 student capacity. And so that makes us comfortable in saying that the building itself would house, would be able to provide that eating facility to the students.
There's a difference between, you know, the occupancy load of the building and then if there's an emergency situation, being able to house those people in that an emergency situations, there's a difference there. So and currently we have, what, 200 students currently at Northwest?
About 280 students.
280 students currently at Northwest. So we're reaching that occupancy load of the building we're proposing at this time. But again, that's the total amount of people. We would have two shifts for lunch to be able to transition those students through that eating facility.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Gordon-Levitt.
Maria, 1.5 million at the, I don't know, roughly 3.5%. I don't want to know the penny because it's going to come out of maintenance and operations. What's the yearly payment over 15 years, amortized over 15 years?
Absolutely.
Approximately with a unlimited call that we can call at any time.
You know, just to throw out a number, you know, we had just roughly looked at last week, I'd say anywhere from 110 to 140,000, give or take. So let's say 125 just to throw out a number at you. So that's what you're looking at in terms of an annual payment.
Okay.
In addition to that, we also did some due diligence. We had Johnson Controls, who's present here today. Want to thank you all for being here. We also asked for their input on how they could help us, and they've been nothing but helpful into preparing the documentation necessary, along with a proposal for the scope of work that we've outlined at the Reyes School. There was initial thought that we could have an ESCO agreement with Johnson Controls, which would be an extension of the existing performance contract that we have with Johnson Controls, in order to take scope away from the Reyes project, and then we would finance through GACI that dollar amount that they would pick up. They provided us with a proposal for scope of work, we also have a comparative number from our contractor VMAC. For the same scope of work, and it is our opinion that the dollar amounts in which the difference between what VMAC has presented and what Johnson Controls has presented are not comparable because one of them is extremely much more higher than the other one. So we tried, and we appreciate Johnson Controls very much for doing that due diligence and providing us with proposal, but the dollar amount for the scope of work was much more than what we're willing and comfortable to pay for.
Madam Chair? Mm-hmm. Martha,
yes.
When are you going to be able to give us a rough estimate, talking about around late March or April for our recapture for this year?
Typically March is when they give me for recapture of funds.
Yeah.
I can give a preliminary in March. However, we do have two deadlines that would carry us over through May for a final.
Could you give us a rough figure
could.
In March?
Yes,
late
I could.
March?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, one other thing is, if we finance this $1.5 million, that's roughly going to take out about anywhere from 5 to 10% of what we may have this next coming budget, that $125,000 payment may be around 5 to 10% of what we may have available for compensation packages and all other board initiatives for this next coming budget year. That's a hefty amount. And with the increase in, you know, it's not going to hit this year, but it'll hit the year in the next budget, the following budget year, the PK through 8. And we need to be mindful of that as well. You know, I'd like to have the brick and mortar at the Northwest Early. If we don't do something now, it's going to be years before we do anything.
Correct.
And I don't think we can afford to do the 2.2 right now. Not with what we have. You know, we basically have to put another $1.5 million to cover everything else. It's short by about a little under a million.
2.64. Oh, yeah, right now with the reductions.
With the reductions.
With the reductions, 600,000. Yes,
right.
Sir.
So, I think what we ought to do is we ought to send, you know, 700,000 to Northwest Early College High School, 300,000 from the, just make it $1 million even and build as big as you can. Try and see if we can get it, you know, obviously stuccoed in after the fact sometime down the road. I don't think we ought to build the shade canopy at the high school in any way other than a permanent roof. Anything other than that's going to be a waste, because down the road we're going to need it. We have 3 lunch shifts, guys, at the high school. 3 lunch shifts. Next year, I don't know what's going to happen. That, to me, I think is also another urgency. If we were going to do anything to finance it, we'd be probably able to do that and build the modular over at Northwest Early College High School. You know, we don't see it till we go live it over at the high school.
But
go through their shifts.
At Neches, these kids are eating outside. Correct?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to build something at Neches, regardless of. It needs to be done this year.
You think a modular is a good idea?
I think we ought to go with modular. I mean, the only difference between the modular and what we had planned is that it's not going to be a multi-purpose area like the other one, because the other one actually was a little bit higher. They could use it as a PE facility. We're losing that with this. We're going to lose it completely. And I hate to lose it because they don't have any other option to do that. That's what we're losing. Down the road, though, maybe the next bond issue. Right now we can get them their cafeteria. Maybe we can get them an indoor exercise facility. You know, we're basically shorting them out by about $1.3 million, right?
Yes.
Roughly?
Taking away.
Maybe in the next bond issue we can do something like to build in some kind of a multi-purpose facility where they can do PE. Right now, I think that's the only option. We're really killing only one of the needs. But I think that's a very important need that they need now, not next year or the year after or 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road when we get to doing the bond and then finally getting around to designing it and getting it built. These kids are, we've all gone out there and seen where they're eating. This is going to be an improvement, and I think it's probably a good resolution that down the road we worry about the exercise issue, the PE issue, and get them their facility. I think we should just, you know, throw them $700,000 to do the modular, build it as big as you can. Obviously, the 200, what is it, 200 and how many capacity in this one?
220, I believe it was.
Actually, I'd even feel comfortable rather than.
It's 168, they show on the plan 168.
All the time.
If the group is 400 students,
we can get 200
seats.
But
that doesn't include the recreation.
What about 500 if it goes to the max?
Isn't it 400 seats?
I think the... I think just to make sure that that doesn't happen, I'd like to get administration to give us an option that whatever modular we build is going to have enough with two shifts that we're able to handle whatever the maximum capacity would be out of the Northwest 30 College High School. If it's, you know, 450 or 500 students, we need to make sure that that's what it is. And if we need to funnel another 50 or 100,000 above the 700, then so be it. I'm comfortable with that. I think that's what we ought to do as far as Northwest 30 College High School.
But I haven't gotten another project yet.
The 100,000 to Deanna Davenport, I think is fine. But before we do that, I'd like to get something from administration to see if, in fact, that's what it's going to cost to do the football field. The right way.
Correct.
I don't want to just fork it over and then that's all we have and we can't build it the right way since we know what's happened out there before when we tried to build those soccer fields. I don't want to direct that money unless I'm sure that you're going to be able to build it for that money now.
Correct.
And if you can't, then I don't want to do it.
We are confident that we can build a soccer field at Dana Davenport with the funds that we're mentioning tonight. Yes.
And I'm talking digging out 3 or
yes.
4 feet.
Like, yes, sir.
Stay there, though. That's I think, the real issue we've had because this is the third.
Yeah.
Third or fourth time we've tried to build something up there. Because of the makeup of the soil there, it just does not.
Yes, sir. Out. I understand.
So that is a concern. I mean, I respectfully disagree with him about that, just but I completely agree with him on Dana Davenport. That's $100,000 that we're reallocating, and it's going to go straight into the ground, unfortunately. You know.
But the $100,000 we're talking about at Northwest, CHS to go to Dana Davenport would be two projects. It'd be the resurfacing of the blacktop that's very much needed, and also the new soccer field there at Dana Davenport. So it would be both projects, and we are confident we can get that done with the funds that we have available for that.
And the resurfacing, again, remind me, the resurfacing of the blacktop there, that was a bond project that was not completed?
Was Dana Davenport resurfacing of the blacktop a bond project initially? What did the line item say?
Honestly, guys, I don't feel comfortable not building.
No, we have
building a modular building for that price. That's just, I'm looking at it. Although it's great for EPISD because they have playground. God knows how much money coming in and they could stand and use it in other fashions. It's just those kids are some of the brightest in the district and some of the ones that we're pulling out. And I think. By the way, it is an equity issue between them and CMS.
Area.
I get that.
Like that?
Completely get
but
that.
But we spent that money
it,
on extra pay doing this.
I just feel really bad, and I think there's some leeway, especially when we look at our property taxes, how we've been able to increase significantly in the past, 10 years. No, I wish I could.
Mr. Padilla.
Yes, ma'am.
Would there be any way that we can hold off on this early college and find out what's coming in for the tax?
We can do whatever you all would like to do, but I urge you the subcontractor, what's it going to cost for us to delay today on a decision? I'm not following you. Delay a decision on Etches or delay?
Yes. Delay.
That'll delay also kind of to your high school and now that at the middle school, the construction of that project. So,
not only will it delay, it'll have people not wanting to work.
You'll have subcontractors that are now more likely not willing to bid on these projects, and you'll also have an increased cost that may be unforeseen that I couldn't put a number to for them raising their dollar just because they bid it once again to us. We haven't moved forward with it, and also the escalation cost of how much we've lost in the buying power of our dollar. So those three costs are rough, are hard.
Is that how all the projects are?
Another 5-10%. That's just a guess. But that's how much more it would cost if we delayed. I wouldn't recommend
5%
that.
5% to do it right, though, is kind of where I'm leaning towards. Although the cost of delaying, so you're saying contractors wouldn't bid on ours because we've delayed a project due to budgets?
Yes, sir.
There's bound to be somebody.
And Mr. Panahi, if I could...
I don't mean to put Mr. Panahi...
Would you mind talking about that?
Either
the frustration of the subcontractors that we delayed today.
You know what, if you're going to
Would you mind talking about that?
To add to what Dominic said, I mean, of course, the market right now is still pretty good, and there's people anxious to actually, since they did bid it last year, mm-hmm. that want to go ahead and lock it in, obviously, for them to project for the rest of the year. I think at least if there is some kind of decision at least on two of the campuses, at least we're kind of a little bit, but for all those bids, I mean, I think we had over 150 bids. You know, we do need to make kind of a decision on which way we
this
want to
This was
go.
Just one campus.
Just one campus. Yeah, I think it would be
Natchez,
okay.
If we delay Natchez and we continue with...
Go forward.
Delay it for now and go forward with the other two campuses.
If we have to rebid, just the Natchez campus, I think that would be fine.
Would be fine with that?
Yes. I think it's better to make the right decision than to...
I'd like to ask a question.
We need to have a decision on three, don't we?
Mr. Medina has been so kind to pull up our tax collections for the past 13 years. And when I'd really like to see this up there. Anybody have those little old overhead projectors you can put this up? Is there any way for us to cause this to be up there so everybody can see this?
No.
Our tax rate went up from 2010 to 2011, 8.5%. To 2012, 7.5%. There's nothing in my mind that makes me think we're not going to get
5%. I have done those projections, and I do have with an increase of 7%.
Okay.
However, with our salary, our current salaries, mm-hmm. which take up about 85% of our
correct.
Budget,
correct.
And then utility costs and all the other areas that you know we have to consider with maintenance and operation, I don't have a very large window of excess funds to reallocate for compensation packages or any other initiatives that are brought forward for consideration of the board as we develop the budget. What I'm saying is we can't afford to pay this financing option. You know, as we are, we're already committed to the first two phases, adding the third. For example, next year, fiscal year 15, we would be paying $696,000 just for the energy management projects. Phase one, phase two, and any type of financing method or vehicle we choose. Perhaps if we go with a maintenance tax note of a smaller amount, it may not be as much as the $696,000, but it would be close to the $500,000, noting the $140,000 that you mentioned. So we already have $330,000 that we have to allocate for, plus an additional $140,000 for a financing of $1.5 million. You're looking at about $500,000 that I have to separate from the operating budget for consideration of any other expenditures the board may wish to do.
How much is our increase each year for staffing? Teacher yearly increase?
It just depends on what I usually allocate. Are you referring to FTEs?
Yes.
Or? FTEs, we typically increase by about 10, or I allocate 10 extra slots.
10 extra slots?
Mm-hmm. But for growth.
For growth. Mm-hmm. And what about salary increases?
Salary increases, I know last year's was is Martha here? No, about 2% last year. I know we had a 1.5 the year prior to that, and we had a 2%, and in some cases a 4%, depending on
because
the...
Because we were adjusting
right.
at that time.
And
why
so
adjust
there's
year?
Another adjustment coming up, and I have not seen it, but Martha has mentioned that through the TASB plan, there is another adjustment in place. And so that's another consideration that... I know every year we end up allocating about $1.5 million to salary increases. And so with the Nexus, $1 million and $1.5 million plus another $500,000 for the financing, that would leave maybe about $500,000-$600,000 available for any other incentives or initiatives that you want to bring forward.
Okay, so you, in this, let's make it cut down and bare bones.
Mm-hmm.
We took X amount out of the fund balance. I want to say it was $650,000.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're proposing.
So if we don't take that $650,000 out of the fund balance, you've got that to make salary.
Well,
make other programs.
It is not good
yes.
practice to use fund balance for those type of
well, then you could just turn it the other way around that if we used it.
However, if it's something that needs to recur every year, we would have to. In other words, this is a one-time withdrawal from fund balance. in order to maintain that initiative that, say, came in at 300,000, so say the first year you take it from fund balance, well, that would be okay, but following years, you still have to sustain whatever initiative you brought forward. Mm-hmm. And so would you be dipping into fund balance every year for that amount? That's not something that I would recommend or is advisable.
No, I don't think that is either.
When is is it already fully funded, or is there still funding from other sources?
No, there is no additional funding.
It is now completely 100%.
Yes. It's been like that for about 2 years now.
No IFA, no EDA from the state whatsoever. Nobody's going to give us a nickel.
Not right now.
Mr. Medina, to answer your question, can we postpone a decision on Northwest and move forward with the other projects? It would not be administration's recommendation to do that, because we need to make a decision on Northwest on how we'll go forward with that in order to reallocate the funds to CHS and AMS in order to start those projects. No decision on Northwest means no decision on CHS and AMS. Mr. Panahi had come to me just now and said, what if we ask that we have the subcontractors extend their proposals for another 30 or 60 days? Again, we need to have a decision on Northwest in order to reallocate the funds to CHS and AMS in order to be able to go forward with those projects. So, unfortunately, our hands are tied. We need to have a decision on Northwest in order to continue with CHS and AMS. That's the reasoning behind that no. there.
Madam Chair?
On that basis, if we would do that, we could reallocate. It's a $500,000 you're reallocating from Northwest
to AMS
projects, right?
Yes, sir.
Actually, it's 393.
It's not 500.
No, because of the 500,000, 106,000 has already been used for design fees
and
some of those pre-construction fees.
But
so
it's
393.
But it's still 500,000 taken out of there, right?
Right. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Even though it's used up, we still need to.
Yes.
Okay. What? On that basis, we're talking about probably, 40,000 or so on a 3.5% on $500,000? Mm-hmm. We could do that alternative and put in place, let the board do a funding of that. If you want to do that, we could still go forward with those projects and delay it if the board would vote to fund $500,000, and that's only $40,000 a year.
For
and if in fact it gets done, roughly, we could do that. And if it's not used, then with a call date, we can just pay it off.
Exactly, and that's an excellent point, because in the future, if you do experience the growth that you're talking about, you could conceivably, you know, allocate some of the additional revenue that you'll be generating to maybe pay it off earlier, whatever you decide to do.
Yeah. That'll allow us to go forward and delay it.
Just real quick, I guess one of the things I was trying to look at, the actual, the two issues I have here is the actual weight room at AMS, and then the Northwest Early College High School. When you look at the Northwest Early College, we've pretty much told the community we're going to build that type of facility. I mean,
it's tough enough to build it.
And
what document are you looking at there?
This is what we've given to the community.
What date? What date is that?
This was fall 2012. So I mean, I know you.
And we can
this is stuff we've already communicated to the community. And one thing is, I mean, not only do those students not have nothing within that campus, I mean, that was one of the things that we looked at with what administration had told us in the past, whether there was savings or what. But we said that there was going to be a facility for them. And so my position is we would build the facility or hold off, and I think we can't hold off. Looking at the way we're going to do it, that's one of the questions, and that's something you all will have to answer. Looking at whether it's a financing options, one of the things is what I wanted to come have is like a comparison. What is the actual amount for each pool that we're actually using on the tax maintenance notes, whether it was JCI or whether it was, there's several that I see on the there's, on the financing options, there's one that we have that I don't know what the interest rate, and then we have the other one that's at the actual 3-something% interest
yes,
rate. And then
we provided all three, actually.
What's the actual one?
For the
on this one?
The proposal for...
No, sir.
That is just, that is strictly through JCI. The
yeah,
proposal.
But I wanted like a comparison. So, okay, so the, like let's say if we were to go funding with JCI, of course that's a different type of tool, which is an energy management savings contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would that rate be?
320 is, they provided two options, and I don't want to, but anyway, they provided two options. One of them is a 3.10, but you have like a premium, so if you call it at a certain point, it's at 103% or something. Then the second option is basically a 3.20% over 15 years, callable at any time. You do have a $50,000 underwriting fee that's embedded in that loan, which I think is completely fair. And so that particular scenario is extremely favorable because it's got a callable feature at any time. The other option, that's JCI,
okay.
The other option that Martha provided, and I just saw it today, from BBVA basically, is a 15-year lease type of vehicle as well, but that would be a 3.65. So in terms of just interest rate, I think, and call features, I think that the JCI example would probably be the most favorable for the district. We also provided a maintenance tax note done open market, you know, if you used, you know, underwriters and all that good stuff. I think that we could probably get the same rate as like the JCI scenario, but we wouldn't be able to get the callable feature of callable at any time. So basically you would be doing maintenance tax notes for a 9 or 10 year call feature. And why is the JCI option two the most favorable? Number one, I think that the rate is pretty attractive. Number two, the callable feature, because in the future, if you do want to go out there and call another bond election, and you want to have a proposition that refunds those maintenance tax notes, then you can do so, and you don't have a penalty when you call it at that point.
So at any time.
Or you could fund it with any cash balances that you may have. If it's $600,000 or $1 million, and you decide we have cash, we want to pay it off, you can do that at any place. So those are the three options that I think that Martha basically got for you. And I think in terms of...
Was there any other options?
Not that I'm aware of. I think she explored everything that's available. Number one, obviously, a private placement with a bank, which would be with BBVA. JCI, you know, also provided that, you know, their own private placement type of vehicle. And then you have the open markets, which is the maintenance tax note. I think they're all available to you. I think you could continue exploring with other banks if you want to. But I think, you know, the three or four options that they provided to you are pretty fair. As to what you can get in the market today.
Yes, Marie, could you tell me or Martha, when you look at BBVA, they want 3.65%
right.
To finance it for 15 years versus the 3.20% with a $50,000 fee. Could you tell me what the difference in that is?
Well,
take a pen to it and tell me the financial difference in the two.
The one thing that I would like to note, and I know Dominic alluded to it earlier, is the cost, if we go through the JCI plan.
What option would be depleting our fund balance?
What we recommend, or what we noted, is that the cost of the same item
scope
of work that was presented by JCI versus VMAC, the price for JCI was going to be considerably higher. And so we will be paying more for the same
type of work
if we take that financing option, although it's appealing as far as the options.
No, that's not my question. My question is, if we were to borrow, and I'm just going to use the 2.9% mm-hmm. million, at 3.65%, what is our interest? What is the interest, you know, it'd be your... What do they call it? You get a home, your fair landing thing. what is the interest rate equal over 15 years? What's the dollar amount at 3.65% on $2.9 million? Versus what is the interest rate at 3.20% for the same 15 years? And then add that added fee of $50,000 to it.
Okay. And the interest on the BBVA option at 3.65 would be $922,444.
Okay.
And as far as JCI, I would have to do that calculation and provide that.
Right, because you provided a different loan amount. Yeah. I think that the most important thing, and I see where you're going with that, and it's a very good and valid point. I would have to go back and calculate it. I don't have that. But I think the big...
Doesn't loan calculator have that on the internet? No. Did you just
pop it in?
No, but I think the big...
Well, they do. My husband does.
The big difference that between both offers, okay, has to do with the call feature, all right? And that's the biggest difference between both of them, because if you went with the BBVA loan, they have a 9-year or 10-year call feature, meaning that you cannot call the loan or the bond.
Yes, I understand.
You cannot call it for the next 9 or 10 years. So say that 2 or 3 years down the line, you do go for a bond election, it passes, you have a proposition that you could use to refund that, you're not going to be able to refund it until 9, 10 years down the line.
BBVA does not extend to us the option of a call feature at any time.
No, exactly. And okay, that feature is what is very attractive about the
to
case.
The, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
For the extra $50,000.
Exactly.
Yet you're getting a lower interest rate. And do you figure the difference?
And I think, let me tell you, the 365 is embedded already. I can guarantee you they've embedded their fee in there. I would have to calculate to see what $50,000, because it's really $50,000 over 15 years.
Yes.
It shouldn't be that much in terms of an interest. What the basis point is, I don't know, but I could definitely get that to you. But I think overall, the attractiveness of that one loan versus the other is the fact
is
that
the
you can call it
at any time.
At any time,
years.
No penalty. Or
and that doesn't happen at the other bank?
No.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
And not even with the open market type of transactions, because
okay.
we would have to actually embed some sort of call feature that would cost you a premium,
mm-hmm.
and so this one doesn't cost you. I apologize.
Do you want me to get that information, or just go ahead and...
Sounds like what she says is pretty much the answer then. Mm-hmm. There's the benefit.
But then the GCI contract is going to cost us more according to Mr. Padilla.
Yes, we received
the
a.
The call feature is attractive. But the cost of work is
yes, sir.
Madam Chair,
just
Johnson Controls.
Okay.
Yes.
Maria, just as a, I guess a exercise of whether or not on the call feature, couldn't we get around it if we put out a referendum anyways, even though it's not a called maintenance for a period of time, and put it in an escrow and pay it off with the referendum that we pass and pay it off during the term of the note?
You could, but you would escrow it until it's actually callable. And so you're, in essence, let's say that you...
paying for it a little at a time until it's called.
Exactly.
We could do the referendum anyways?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You can. The only thing there is that it would be costing you to have the money in escrow,
yeah.
because it's non-callable debt. And if you have a feature in front of you that allows you not to have to do that, because in essence that would be like negative arbitrage, if you have that feature, then it's more beneficial for you to go the other route. You could do either one, but I'm just saying what would be more cost effective to the district.
Right, the callable.
Yes.
Board President, Johnson Controls wanted to say a couple of words, if it's okay with you.
I understand it's a financial situation. When we got involved, it was to bring, again, value. What I want to point out is our price is through 44901. It's the legislation that says it's performance contracting. There's no change orders in our methodology. We have no choice. But the price you get is a fixed price. On the other side, which is a design-build methodology.
Guaranteed maximum price.
Right. So there is a possibility that, at the end of the day, the pricing may be pretty compatible, too. So I just wanted to make sure that, there's two different philosophies here. two different thoughts, not actually doing the same thing. Our way is just, again, it's a fixed price. What you're getting, just we own the whole, as we did in phase one and two.
And there has to be, under the escrow, right, there has to be a guarantee.
So we did consider that as well. In the very beginning, there was consideration as to understand that this project is a brand new project, for one. It's not a revamp as our projects have been in the past. And number two, this project is already slated to be LEED certified. So those adjustments to our HVAC units, to our energy efficiency of the SEER rating on our HVAC units, the energy consumption of our lights to be LED, those have already been calculated into what Johnson Controls has proposed on. So they've taken, so that guaranteed savings, they've completed on a baseline, just like the ESCO allows them to do. They look at the county's laws and regulations as to how to build a building, and then they use that baseline and they compare it to what the design is currently designed at, which is a LEED building. So then they do guarantee those savings compared to what baseline is. But again, our project is not baseline. It's a LEED project already in what
it's
it is.
A brand new facility.
It's a brand new facility and already efficient as it is.
Ms. Charles, Mr. Padilla,
yes,
about
ma'am.
2 months ago, maybe a month and a half ago, you gave us an option of if we got rid of our LEED certification, we were going to save $300,000 right up front. And we, I guess, took the option of sticking with the LEED option.
Yes.
Nothing's been built. Nothing's been done. Is there any reason we can't back out of that now realize the $300,000 savings for something that's not going to put money in the bank for us?
Long-term as opposed to right.
Well, you know, with the LEED philosophy is really to provide not only a energy efficient building as far as what energy consumption goes, as far as what light fixtures can do, as far as the environment on the interior of a building for our students, and also the energy efficiency of HVAC units, along with low VOC paints on the interior, low VOC adhesives, recycled material content. There's a big, huge,
but
long gauntlet of it.
That. I know in my own home I have low VOC everything. You can do that. You just go to the store and ask them for that kind of paint.
Right. But the premium of to request the subcontractors use those premium products for it's not a dollar for dollar, low VOC paint versus the regular paint. It's not a dollar for dollar. So if you take that multiplied times thousands of gallons of paint as an example, that premium is that $300,000 that we talked about. In addition to that, if we forego the green building, it's going against what I feel as a district should be going and reaching and striving for, to have that LEED certified building. If we I had provided in the board weekly notables a very long descriptive narrative as to why I feel that we should still have a LEED certified building. It's the way of the future. Our project is currently designed for that. CDA has been paid a good dollar amount to ensure that the drawings and the specifications conform to what LEED certification entails. And so that if we forego it, those costs will be sunk. Similar to the cost that we're recommending be sunk now.
I don't know that we would forego it. We could just modify it. We don't have to have the certification. We've talked about this before, that to be certified is the ultimate, but you can go just a bit lower under the radar there, have the same qualities, have the same value, and not become certified for $300,000.
The premium and the cost of the certification, that's not the $300,000. As an example, the certification itself is not $200,000 for a payment to the United States Green Building Council. That's not what that fee is. It's the overall directing the subcontractors to do that. So that is an option, but I don't see that if we go in the green direction, then you start figure, you know, is it $300,000 we're going to save? If we don't do it, is it $225,000 that we're going to save? It's not, we feel, something that we'll be able to recoup at this stage in the game, at this stage. The plans and the specifications have been designed that fashion. The subcontractors have proposed and are currently proposing on that fashion. And in order for the construction to continue, it's our recommendation that LEED, this project remain on the green path to LEED certification.
I think the savings was within the product that we were using. So if we were to go from using the paint thing, if you go from, what is it, HOV to
low VOC, volatile organic compounds.
HOVOC.
I know too much about this.
That's like so, the high occupancy line on the frequency.
So if we were going from that to the other, to let's say the regular paint, that's where the savings was. It wasn't necessarily within the certification. It was,
but it's not that much, I don't think. I mean, there's got to be a painter somewhere in the room that's going to tell us.
Bubble
shoot
rock.
It's not going to be $300,000.
There's a credit of, there's a sound attenuation, credit, which sound attenuation makes,
which is the double
of the drywall in the classroom. So that's a very considerable amount of money there. The LED light fixtures, that's a very considerable amount of money there. So there are costs that are associated with the $300,000 that you can say we cannot get the, because again, the certification dollars is not,
I understand.
Right. It's the, what goes into the building, the design, and we've gone down that path, and
so you don't think that's a viable
thing? I really don't. Not at this stage. At the beginning, at the the schematic design stage, yes, we could have recouped that.
The one and only LEED building in the district.
And it'll be wonderful. It's gonna be great.
It's probably just gonna be hot in one of those.
We could have that pretty close to Garcia and the high school. Could be able to read.
We've
was supposed to be LEED certified, right?
Not to mention Johnson Controls is currently working at part of their fee at analyzing all of our campuses district wide with a dollar that we paid them to complete analysis of all of our campuses to figure out what it's going to take all of our campuses to become green. So for us to get rid of the Reyes School green, I mean, it doesn't go along with our long term vision.
Have some of the older buildings, because on the certification, it varies from an older building to an existing.
I'm just digging down.
No, I agree. Yes, ma'am. I understand. I think that's a great point. Yes, ma'am. I agree with you.
Scratching the bottom.
Yes, ma'am. So we've given you the information. There's additional agenda items that you're going to note on the agenda. They probably need to be announced. Okay. And so the way we structured this is for the following. Let me get to here. Yes, please. On project object finance.
So there's option 1, 2, and 3?
1 second here.
It's actually options 1 through 9. And so when she reads the agenda item, then that's what it's
so just to kind of give you a recap of what.
Well, those are the options that
we provide. Yeah.
And so what our administrative recommendation for agenda item number 1 would be to go with either option number 1 or number 2. That would be the action that you would take. And then from there, we would move on to the next agenda item, which would be the reallocation of funds from Northwest to AMS. That would be agenda item number 2. And then we'd move over to AMS and CHS for the GMP approvals for Baines, with the slight modifications that we mentioned in options 1 and 2.
So we have 1, 2, and 3, board created 3?
I don't know. It's whatever.
Which one was the third? We haven't gone there yet.
Well, that just in case.
So I guess that the number one would be to take action on agenda item number 1, which would be to select an option as to how to proceed. And I can bring
that.
Yes. Each item.
It'd be Northwest, CHS, and AMS, all of that. Okay.
Can you read the first one? Item 1, discussion and possible action regarding bond and non-bond funding options.
Should we?
And that would be indicate what?
Should we read that? But the fund reallocation. Oh, this is not the I'm sorry.
We could read all of them.
Why don't we read all of them in?
Can we read all of them?
Right, Steve? Can we read
all of them in?
No, just attach them. Go have the administration make the recommendation, and then the board can consider the recommendation. If the administration recommendation is not something that somebody wants to make a motion and a second and a positive vote on, then you'll have to go into the other options and conditions on that.
But can we just read the other?
All 9 of the options? Oh, no. We want to do the votes in order.
The 4.
1 through 4.
No. Do the votes in order. The first item, second item, third item, fourth item.
Okay.
Can I make modifications to what I've read, the recommendation, although it's written and I'm doing it verbally? I'm going to make the administrative recommendation approval option one
for
the
construction
of modular. Well, that's the discussion we have, but we can't have it. We're going to wait until the other agenda. And that's why we're saying read more, so we could have that communication and then make that motion.
They can
are you going to make separate motions? Because you're going to do a GMP for...
We're going to do a GMP for AMS and GMP separately. And we have to have a decision on that. That's why it's in order. There's a reason why it's in order the way it is, because there has to be a decision made on the structure of what option we're going to pick, and then from there, then we go to this to agenda item number 2, 3, and then 4.
Well, I think
you can discuss everything on number 1 because that includes everything.
It does. You've covered them all in basic discussion, but you've not addressed the GMP. Those two items with GMP, I think, need to be taken separately. If you want to do items A1 and A2,
I want to read. Would you like me to read the recommendation for agenda item number 1 so you can hear that and see what that entails? Okay.
Well, I mean, the ones that we don't have.
Under one.
Let's go backwards on those items. How about we go to 4? Right. And then because the tougher one is Northwest Arts College.
Well, but. It's a funding issue.
Yeah, it's a funding issue. It's a funding issue. You can't have one without the other, so it has to go in that order of picking an option of how you're
going to... Well, we know CHS is going to be funded. We know AMS is going to be funded.
With the approval of option, with agenda item number 1.
We have to reallocate funds from NCHES. Yeah. First, we have to reallocate NCHES or find funding for NCHES. As well.
Right. Yes, sir. So let me just read it. So the administrative recommendation may make a little more clear. Administration recommends the approval of options 1 or 2 for the construction of a modular building or prefabricated metal structure at Northwest Early College to meet the intent of an eating facility with kitchen, with the use of fund balance and food service fund balance reserve, and the reduction of scope at both CHS High School and Aldet at the middle school projects. Reductions in scope at CHS and AMS would equate to 6.8% and 8.7% respectively. Total bond deficit will be equivalent to $624,553 to be funded with the use of fund balance.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Mr. Coronado?
Dominic, under option 1, is that getting rid of the canopy at the high school?
No. Option 2.
Option 2
removes
gets rid of
the
canopy.
Full amount.
Completely.
Yes.
Completely.
202 or more than 200.
202,000.
202,000 of that would be taken away from CHS.
Right. Cause I don't want to leave it in under 1 to do a
shade canopy.
We either do it right or we don't. What is my opinion?
I agree.
We delay it.
That we don't do anything.
So you want to remember
the Canopy High School?
Yeah, I don't want to have a.
Oh no, I
option 1 is to do the nylon shade. I don't think we ought to do that. We either do it right or we don't right. do it and wait until.
That canopy shade that was I think added on after the fact, was it not? The eating area. Or was it a bond project?
No, it was a bond project. It was just the nylon, and we decided why have a nylon if.
Okay.
Down the road, we're going to need to enclose it.
Let me read option number 2 so we're all clear. Option number 2 at Northwest will purchase a modular building or a prefabricated metal structure using fund balance reserve of $650,000 plus $300,000 for equipment. We will complete CHS and AMS projects with reduction in scopes, including the reduction of or the indefinite postponement of the outdoor eating area bond project at CHS.
Baseball field upgrades.
The baseball field upgrades, the fence at the wall ball courts, and at AMS would be the renovation of the weight room and the faculty restroom renovation. And with that would be a reallocation with the elimination of that outdoor eating area at CHS, 100,000 of that would go back into Dana Davenport Elementary. That's option 2.
That's number 2. That's
so no canopy.
No canopy at CHS.
At CHS. Yes.
And 100,000 to Davenport.
In the girls' locker room, we still don't know if that's a Title IX issue or not.
We do not know the answer to that. Someone may have in the past. We have allocated $8,500 in construction costs for that project.
It's 202,000 that we would recognize in savings. currently on the outdoor eating area.
Plus fees, contingencies, and those dollars. The 202 is strict construction cost, so it'd be a little more for the contractor's fees.
A little more savings.
A little more savings, right. Yes, sir.
Well, 100,000 of the 202 reduced would go to Davenport to fund
the soccer field and the...
We could make a motion to go with the GMP and then find a funding formula.
Ms.
Sir, I would like to, and I'm going to guess I'm covering this, there's a lot of options and a lot of things to consider, so I'm going to hope that my motion will convey my information. I would like option 8 to complete the Northwest Early College High School as planned, to complete the Canyatillo High School as planned, to complete the Alvarete Middle School as planned, and to allocate $100,000 to complete Davenport as was promised. And then I would like to add to that to use the financing of either maintenance tax note or third party funds.
Okay, because a maintenance tax note is only for personal property, we could only finance up to the $1.2 million.
Okay.
The cost of completing all three projects as planned would be at $2.8 million plus $100,000 that you voted for Davenport. That would make it $2.9 million. That we would then have to go with the option provided by JCI.
Or the third party?
The third party would also be a maintenance tax. So the only option is through JCI.
How about BMAC? What's the amount of BMAC?
It's already part of the bid that they provided, right?
Part of the addition.
Yes, and it's reflected on they've yet to deliver us a guaranteed maximum price, which will come at the end of January. However, we feel confident that it will be close to the dollar amount of the estimates have been delivered to you.
That'll be fine, then. That'll be my motion.
Can you restate that? No. I'm trying to figure out what you said.
Complete everything and give what was promised to Deanna Davenport. And help out with this, with administration to come back with a recommendation on finance.
No.
You can't, because you have GMPs, you have to approve.
We have GMPs we have to approve tonight.
So JCI would be the only vehicle we've got here present. Because maintenance tax notes are not allowable.
If we understand, the motion is to fund everything's originally planned, reduction.
Plus $100,000 to Davenport. Through an energy management program.
Okay, so it is allowable, right? The 2.9 through the JCI lease?
They provided...
That's actually a reduced scope, is my understanding, from the initial proposal from JCI.
Right. I reduced scope.
Completing HVAC equipment... I apologize. That's a large dollar amount. It's the lighting, exterior and interior, and DDC controls, which is what we're saying is Medicis.
I have an amendment to my motion. How about this? How about I move to approve the CHS and AMS GMP recommendations using the tax maintenance notes and postpone the Northwest Early College High School until March the 1st.
Postpone one of the projects?
We can't do the entire projects at CHS and Northwest because the maintenance tax note is based on personal property. Personal property being the furniture that goes into the building, not the actual construction. So we came up with approximately $1.2 million of personal property we could finance. But that is the only amount we can do, which would be a reduction of CHS of the proposed projects and a complete project for AMS.
What we're actually doing is taking the maintenance of that facility and saying this cost we're going to finance it for the long term. The other question is, I would go on administration's recommendation on what it would be, because if we're going to go at a 3.6 on something of 3.0, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just best that we look at that and we make the optimal choice on saving the district money when it comes to which options those are.
I agree. You want to make the motion? There's a motion on the floor. I could.
There's a motion that's pending right now.
And Steve, you can help me with wording. Do you understand my desire?
Just let me make sure that I'm clear with your motion, because the administration is claiming that the motion that Ms. Searles amended, you can't fund it the way she posed it. So
it has to go through JCF. Steve. That's the
so
only.
If you want to withdraw the amended motion, we can start over.
I'll withdraw my amended motion and let's start again.
If I understand what you want to do, is you want to fund everything that was originally planned 100%, mm-hmm. plus an additional $100,000 for what's the item, Ms. Aguirre?
Davenport.
For Ann Davenport. Okay, if that's the desire for the motion, you're going to have to include in the motion that the funding for that come from JCI, because that's the only mechanism that we have that will fund all of those projects.
The $2.9 million.
Well, three.
Well, it's 2.8
now.
2.8
and
then
3. Okay, Steve, that's it then. I move just exactly what Steve said.
Okay, so it's going to be to approve and fund all the projects as originally presented with no reductions. You're declining the options that included reductions. You're going to fund the projects using the JCI financing. Okay.
Including Davenport.
Including the Davenport amount.
And
yes. And, you know, I'd like to add something to the JCI, if this goes through and passes, that you would also fix up those air conditioner vents in the Deanna Davenport Library.
Consider it done.
Thank you.
We could do the
next. Okay, yeah, you'll have a motion pending. You're going to need to ask for a second.
Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Lisa?
Can we have some discussion?
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair. Guys, this is going to be a $250,000 payment per year for 15 years.
It has a call
feature.
With a call feature, yes. And it's
for no penalties.
No penalties. But it's $3 million of whatever bond capacity we're going to have later on.
What would you like to do?
No, I'm just saying.
Why would you like to reduce?
$250,000, even for the next 2-3 years, mm-hmm. is going to cut into, probably what I'm thinking about.
Those are the payments you'll be seeing, the last column of total?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
And the fiscal year is
25% to 33% of whatever money we may have available for employee compensation plans for the next whatever years till we pass that bond.
Well, it'll be slightly reduced because that's at a 5.6.
Right.
So we're going with 3 million, so
right.
take down
so it'll be
a little bit more. That's but how much more are we going to reduce? We're still going to be seeing at least 500. If you notice.
What was the payment right now?
Our current payments right now were at 330,000.
Right.
And then every year it, gradually increases. With the intent to give us the flexibility at this point.
Not much to call.
Phase three is based on over $5 million.
Right now, but if we go to a $3 million.
That is not the correct payment.
That's not the correct amount.
No.
But at $3 million, how much would we be looking at?
Well, again, we'd have to do it. And one of the things we want to point out here, it would be on $3 million. We would structure it the same way where the first, it's backloaded with the understanding the district is they're going to go do another bond. So that's why we structured the payments the way they did for the first 10 years. It didn't start, it's essentially a balloon note. So given those options, I think it would be half of that, because we're essentially talking about half the amount of money.
Correct.
So we can structure it the same way on $3 million versus the 5%.
We're still looking at
it. But it'd be 60% of it, not half, 60%.
And so that, for the payment purpose, is to be able to reduce that and backfill it with the thoughts of what the board is trying to get at.
And we would still have the same interest rate, 3.2?
We just have to de-scope it?
To the amount.
Okay. 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 Okay Which is that, okay, so option two, just to make sure.
So it would be with financing option two provided by JCI, which is at the 3.2% interest.
Callable
with a callable at any time.
Yes, with the president, can I?
Is everybody in agreement? Can that? Are you allowing him to speak?
Would you suspend the rule, Madam Chair? I move that we suspend the rule.
Okay.
Pull the board.
Anybody want to pull the board this up? Do we have a session on that?
Second. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I am Gabe Solis. I'm a pastor, as you guys know. I'm also the chair for CBEC, and we're very concerned about our students, very concerned about our district and our future. We came here on Wednesday. We come on volunteer time like a lot of you do. We have no other perks, but we do love our community. We came here, we discussed, and we recommended the first option with the administration. And I hear another bond. And I hear that we can go with another bond. We all know the 2006 horror story. If we don't do something right with this bond, you're not going to have the community support. Because, I mean, we're in the community, and I know a lot of you guys are. I'm a pastor in the community. And people don't forget. So the best thing we can do is deliver the best option. And, I mean, I know that Robert is the vice chair, and he'd probably like to say something, and Lord Cardenas, a former member. But, I mean, this scares me. $250,000 of payment per year for the next 15 years. I mean, to me, in layman terms, we're digging a big hole or a bigger hole to cover a smaller hole. So, I mean, I just urge the board to, I mean, we're the community. We come in here, and Dominic has seen us, and we've lost members to ours. CBEC, because it seems that we come here and we brainstorm and we give recommendations to the board, and that's our mandate. It says on the website, we are here as CBEC, Unopio Bond Accountability Committee, to advise and recommend. I mean, that's all we can do. But when we advise and we brainstorm and we recommend, and, you know, our recommendations don't seem to go forward, then it seems like we're here in vain. And I know I speak for the three of us that are here present and for the many that left CBEC when it first started. So, I mean, with that said, thank you very much. And I don't know if the other CBEC members are allowed to. What's your opinion?
The only thing I can say is we went through this with a CBEC meeting. We did exactly what you all did and discussed it, and we came up. We recommend that you follow the administration's recommendation. It was, would you read it again? Because that's the one we recommended. We were here 2.5-3 hours. Did you read that?
Thank you.
If I may read. CBEC's and administration's recommendation is Northwest Early College purchase a modular building or a prefabricated metal structure with the use of fund balance reserve of $650,000 plus $300,000 for equipment using food service fund balance. Complete CHS and AMS projects with reductions to project scopes that we've mentioned, at Kanotio High School. We will remove the canopy project from CHS and allocate $100,000 of that towards the soccer field at Diana Davenport Elementary School. The total bond project deficit at that time would be $624,000 and would be funded with fund balance.
Did administration's recommendation include Diana Davenport allocation or?
Yes.
I don't see it.
It's changed since what you have there.
I thought CBAC's recommendation was
option one.
No.
Option two. The Thursday packet, or the last week's board packet received a second document with CBAC's recommendation. We submitted the first.
Administration's recommendation does not include.
Right. No. So the agenda item that was posted to you all was modified slightly tonight when I read out the first time that the administration's recommendation. After doing an analysis to figure out how much dollar amounts was taken away from Diana Davenport originally, which is a negative 14%, it was then our tonight recommendation that we concur with what CBAC is saying and allocate $100,000 at CHS to Diana Davenport and construct what we can at the high school outdoor eating area with a $100,000 budget.
Mr. Padilla,
yes,
so
ma'am.
To put it very plainly, your recommendation mirrors CBAC's?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And which is it? One or I'm looking
it's
a, at which
it's one? Option. It's option number two. It's option number
two.
Option two here. And
I'm looking at option two from the minutes from the CBAC meeting, and that says you.
Yeah, no, that's their. Yes, ma'am. That's their meeting minutes. That's separate from what we have here presenting, which is our agenda items. Yes, ma'am.
But as a result of the CBAC, we came up with option two, which mirrors option one, except we delete the canopy and allocate $100,000 to Davenport.
Mitigate half.
Right, half of it, because the other $102,000 was to help the deficits at AMS.
Did that answer your? Would that answer your question?
Exactly right.
Okay, sir.
Then I'd like to withdraw my motion.
Well, you actually have
second,
a motion.
Right.
You have
second.
A motion and a second, so.
Not to withdraw my second.
Technically, you're supposed to vote on it.
You're supposed to vote on it?
It's just a short vote. If you want to withdraw it, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
So now we need another one.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Corona.
I move this time that the board go with administration's recommendation option two, with the exception that instead of $650,000 to be dedicated to Northwest, that it be $750,000.
Coming from fund balance?
Coming from fund balance.
I'll second the motion.
And the rest to stay the same.
Say that again,
please. Yeah, and they want to put $650,000 towards this deal, and that's I'm going to ask that if another $100,000 be put into that for the modular building instead of $650,000 plus the $300,000 in the equipment. And using fund balance.
What do we do at CHS, outdoor eating area?
And
we stay the same.
Stay the same, get rid of option two. It's getting rid of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the rest of option two to stay the same.
I'll second the motion.
Lisa, we have a motion and a second.
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
No.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searle?
No.
So it's a modular building?
Hear properly that modular building won't have to look like a tin shed. The
They get it stucco in.
They'll stucco it.
Or look like the other.
It looks like the other portable.
So it will look identical to the chemistry lab and the biology lab. It'll be the same company. If you're familiar with that building, that's the same manager.
Are we going out with the cooperative, or we're actually going out there for that?
Did you want to talk about that?
There is, so with that question that you raised, there still is the option. We have a general contractor who has provided contract pre-construction services, along with an architect who has provided pre-construction services and design services for the building at Northwest Early College.
We need an announcement. The motion passed.
Oh. Oh. Who's going to say that?
Is that Lisa?
I have the motion passed.
We need an announcement for the record that the motion passed.
The president.
The motion passed.
Yeah. Mr.
Pivian? Yes, ma'am.
In, I'm reading from the minutes of the CBAC meeting, and I know that this is going to be an issue. The district might still incur the architect's redesign fee. What are we going to pay the architects to redesign this?
So that's a consideration we have to take. Mr. Gatlin has found a confidential proposal that he's given to you. This is a all nuts and bolts dollar amount to be able to build at Northwest. There is an option to. Oh, Davenport? Oh, no.
All of it. I mean, really, oh. Everything.
Well, at Davenport, those projects have already been designed. We will definitely look at ensuring. Confirming with the landscape architect that we already have on on board at Deanna Davenport to ensure that that is adequate, that they will guarantee that that's adequate for the. So those the projects at Deanna Davenport have already been designed. I don't see any additional fees from architects at Deanna Davenport. Those projects are already designed.
Yes.
Those projects are already.
Everything.
The blacktop and the soccer field, yes.
CMS.
Canotil Middle School.
I mean, AMS.
Alder at the middle school. We would not. Let's see, we're going to reduce. We would not incur additional costs from architects for redesign there, as we're just simply reducing scope. I don't see.
Any additional?
I can't speak on behalf of GA Architects. There will be a little work to remove remove those scopes of work from the drawings in order to prevent confusion. We'll have to. That's a decision we'll have to make with the contractor and with GA. I can't answer that at this time. At
the high school,
again, that's reduction in scope. Those are independent. So those are independent. Those are independent projects, and they're easily taken away. We just got to make it clear on the contracts that we write with our subcontractors that they're going to write with their subcontractors to eliminate those. And if I could ask Jerry to speak, if I may.
Gym and the Fine Arts Center separate drawings from the interior section. So even in the interior section, they're already broken down, so it really decides not to do it. It's just basically you don't know. And we didn't kind of something like that was going to happen, so that's why.
Thank you for having foresight.
We kept it separate.
Can I make a motion that in addition to the administration's recommendation that we would allocate that money instead of having a modular building to whether it's a brick and mortar, looking at in the planning stages, come back to the board and say, okay, you know what we could do with this money, or this is what it would cost instead of doing the modular building that we're looking at.
In other words, we're moving ahead by reallocating money from Natchez.
We have that.
You know, and moving stuff over. So technically, we could delay Natchez build out until we know our recapture. Property valuation, see what it comes in at. And we could come back and revisit Natchez at a later date.
Right.
Correct.
The agenda item right now is the reallocation of funds.
That,
right, right, exactly. That's what you're saying.
Steve oh. Anything because I want to make sure that we can come back at a later date and revisit this.
What you've done is you've approved the reallocation of the funding by saying right now the plan is for modular building. Well, I understand Mr. Rodriguez to have asked me,
correct.
What can we ask that the administration come back to us and say, okay, if you want to go from the modular that we've approved to this other structure, this is how we can do it. That can come back, but it has to be a future agenda item.
Of course.
I like
that. That's a little simpler. It's just simply the reallocation of funds from Northwest to AMS, and then we'll come back.
Just right now.
We'll come back and see what we can build and show you this is what we can do for 650 and 300. Yeah. Or do we have additional funds now to keep funding in there?
it really goes against the grain. We've had a standard in this district that we don't put up portables, that we have brick and mortar, and that our students are better than portables. And it really rubs me the wrong way to think that we're giving someone less than our standard, and that someone is our students who is our customer. And I really breaks my heart.
We can
breaks my heart that, you know, we are not giving them everything that they deserve. So that's, I look forward to hopefully seeing that improve.
Can I propose something on
yes.
this? Yes. Maybe I should have said something earlier. Let's say to the building, and I think the last time I mentioned, this is now that we know the numbers, can things be scaled down? Yes, they can go. And I'll just use, for example, staging curtains, electric projection screen, and then athletic equipment, scoreboard. That sum right there is $73,000. Do we really need that? No, we don't. So at that point, let's say you need to get flooring.
See if we can reduce what we already have.
Can't remember what it was. But who's to say that do we need right now to have VCT on there? No, we don't. So
that's
kind of what we need to do that. It's still a hard building. Purpose. That we got some purpose, we can reduce some of the benefits. The back side reduces CMU. So at that point, you still end up with what's important, the kids, but the height, okay? So I think, we kind of go in and I'll kind of mark up our drawing and say, okay, it's still for code, but it's more cosmetic. Okay, what can we do to make it more perfect? That I can reduce some of the material, CMU, which is block. I don't have to be so high, come down. Okay. And at that point, kind of what I would like to propose to Benny and let them pass it out and see where we can better. And I think that's one thing that.
That's a recommendation, that's a motion that I have, is in other words, go back from that modular building and go back to you all and come up with a plan and saying, you know what, if there is a cost difference or whatever it may be, take out all the, maybe making sure that we have the physical building built. And then later on, we could add stuff. And that motion would need a second.
I'll second it.
And then the other thing that I want to know is, on the other options that we've taken out, are those options to, let's say we do get more recapture, we do find, are those, in other words, are they...
Can we bring back...
We haven't taken them out. We've already postponed them. We've only postponed them.
What's the point? Like, let's say, especially for AMS, my concern is the fact that we're taking out that weight room. I would recommend that we look at other options under that in the long run.
Well, the plan is that once the projects are completed, review for any additional funding, remaining funds in different projects, bring to you a listing of the postponed projects and funding available, and then prioritize what it is that you want to be completed.
And the other thing that I want to make sure is that we look at, okay, what was actually cost savings and what was taken out of Diana Davenport? Because my major concern is we need to come up with a huge master plan on addressing that issue. Every year we keep on putting money and we're just throwing it down the drain. Whether we have a landscape architect to look at the overall and then come up with the next bond program on that. But we need to address that issue, and just to give that amount, we need to look at what was actually promised and what. So
We do have contingencies in these projects. We do have some savings we see from small projects, minimal, relatively speaking, that we are looking to fund back into those projects that we temporarily postponed. So yes, we're looking to.
But I mean, what I would recommend administration look at, okay, how much is that actually going to cost to fix that campus?
Yeah, of course.
Because we keep on putting $100,000 field here, every bond program we keep on putting, a couple hundred thousand, and yet we're not fixing the real problem.
We have a goal on our district goals that we've created recently. There is going to be a 5-year plan that.
Before we expend that
money. Yeah, I mean, it was something that has to happen.
Don't plant grass.
Right. Sure. Yeah, no, there's a...
So come back to us on that.
Yes.
Just keep doing the
yes, sir.
Lisa, will you please pull the... Did we get a second motion?
Yes, I seconded it.
Could we get me?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Number two.
Mr. Minier.
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Stewart.
Yes.
That's right.
Motion passes.
Next item.
Do we need a few for GMP?
Yes, we do.
I make them. I make a motion that we approve the GMP for Baines and
with modifications.
With yeah.
Because their GMPs, are total.
Not modifications, but just say as presented by administration.
Lisa needs to read that into the.
Number three.
Number three. Yes.
Number three. Discussion and possible action regarding CHS projects GMP recommendation.
I make a motion that we approve administration's recommendation as it relates to the GMP for the CHS projects.
Second.
Yes, Lisa.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
That's the only two.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
Next agenda item, please. Sorry.
Discussion and possible action regarding AMS project GMP recommendation.
I would recommend that, actually, that we approve the GMP for the AMS project. Can I add the alternate as the white room? If it has that.
I think it's already in there anyway, right?
The weight room and the faculty restroom have been pulled out with administration's recommendation. There are no funds currently for
them. As an alternate for a future date, let's say in a month or two, once we get the recapture, that should come back with us.
Well, then why don't you make the motion to approve it as presented and recommended by administration, but with instructions for them to come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm adding to. Second.
We have a motion. Can we get a
second?
We have a motion and a second, Lisa.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
Yes.
All right.
Wow. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
The eating area at the high school, is it getting a little piece of canopy or
no.
Getting nothing? It's not even going
to
exist.
I mean, for future, some planning to be done to be able to identify the
those
needs of the campuses. For right now, nothing.
Not the little piece of cloth?
No, ma'am.
If you buy those little pieces of cloth, I'd see them like one to the
I'll help you. I'll help you. We'll go put them up, Mrs. Searle. Yes, ma'am. We can, Mrs. Searles, we can talk about it. We can talk about it.
Meg, you need to read the next item?
Next item is executive session. The meeting is proposed under Texas Government Code Section 551074 and 551082 4, and it is
I'm going to do.
Thank you.